The president is driving, and one of the people observing from the sidelines, if you will, Congressman Raja Krishnamoorthy, is a Democratic congressman from Schaumburg. He's in the 8th Congressional District. He joins us on WGN Radio. Congressman, welcome to the show. Good morning.
Hey, good morning and Happy New Year.
Likewise. You and I haven't visited for a month or so. Tell me what you know, Raja, anything different than what we're reading here in Chicago about the situation in Iraq right now?
Not a lot more. I was able to review the intelligence yesterday in a little more detail and review the notice that's required under the War Powers Act when our troops are in hostilities in Iraq. But as far as what happened last night, what I know is largely what your audience knows.
Why are you bringing up, I know why you're bringing up War Powers, but what's your read on that and the president's powers here and Congress's oversight?
Well, this is one of those places where it appears the War Powers Act does apply, namely that our troops are in hostilities, and obviously they were engaged in hostilities last week on both sides. And so under that, we are given a notice with regard to what happened, and intelligence is also collected. I think the big question leading up to yesterday is, what was behind the Soleimani attack? There was a claim by the administration that he was involved with an imminent plot to kill or hurt Americans or American interests. And so that's, a big question mark right now. We're still waiting on that specific intelligence. I haven't seen it. And, that's probably going to be asked today in our 1 p.m. briefing with the administration.
The White House has not been specific about that. I wonder if it's sufficient for them to say, well, that's the guy's job. I mean, maybe we don't know that on the 14th he was going to be at location X or somebody was going to do something as a result of an order of his, but that's all this guy does is try and kill Americans. So maybe that's all the specificity they have, Congressman, but maybe that's sufficient. What do you think of that?
I think that the issue is when you do something like that, it leads to consequences. And in this particular case, they said he was involved with plotting threats, and I haven't seen evidence that those threats are not going to unfold anyway, and that that they might be bigger and worse, that they could lead us or blunder us into war. And I think that's what this is all about right now, John. It's basically thinking through the consequences of our actions and making sure that we don't end up in a war with Iran. I'm glad that last night, as of right now, and we need to confirm this, apparently there were no casualties on our side with regard to our troops. It's always a good thing when that happens. It's a bad thing when someone attacks us. On the other hand, this could be a chance where cooler heads can prevail in the administration, including the president. And I'm very hopeful that he uses this as a chance to pause and maybe as an off-ramp to, basically reducing hostilities.
Do you think the killing of or assassinating of General Soleimani was legal?
I don't know. That's in part why I want to see the intelligence. We have always the right to self-defense under international law. The question is whether he was intimately involved in an imminent attack on us and whether taking him out, so to speak, was necessary for stopping that attack.
Right,
right now, we just don't know. And I think that's among the various questions that's going to be asked.
Understood.
At
but Congressman,
the 1 p.m. briefing.
Your colleagues across the aisle, though, say, well, again, without dealing about the specifics of an imminent attack, this is a bad actor. This is a guy whose resume is the sort of thing that Earth is better without him alive on it. So when I've been watching Republicans talk about this, they point out what a terrible guy this is, how much harm he's done to America. And you're darn right we're going to try and kill that guy if we can. What do you make of that sort of response?
So there's no doubt he's a bad guy. And nobody's mourning his loss, at least in our side or in our government, or should they be? However, at the same time, we don't want war with Iran. We cannot have a war with Iran. We can't have another endless war in the Middle East. And taking out this bad guy, especially in a situation where we don't have intelligence that he is intimately involved with an imminent attack, looks more like a, as you said, looks more like a premeditated killing that could then cause the other side to ratchet up their attacks and lead us into a spiraling set of hostilities, which I believe nobody wants.
Do you believe their response was tactical, that they warned us sufficiently in advance? They could have killed Americans, but they chose not to?
You know, I heard that there was some back channel communications along these lines. I personally think that they are ruled by a rogue regime. There are a lot of bad actors within that regime. But at the same time, within that regime, there are some people who would like a better day for Iran, maybe even peace with America. The question is whether we can get to a situation where we protect ourselves and our interests and maybe have a chance to perhaps negotiate a new deal with them where we can actually bring peace to the region.
Last question, Congressman. Is it possible, though, that this was a win for the president? That is, Soleimani is dead, and it appears as though each side could, we'll find out in 25, 30 minutes here on WGN Radio, based on what the president says. But it's possible both sides could walk away now, having thrown their last punch, and Soleimani's been killed. So that tactically and politically plays well for the president, doesn't it?
I would pray for a win for all of us right now, John. We cannot have another war. Our troops, God bless them, are prepared to do anything for us, our men and women in uniform, literally anything. However, we cannot in good conscience send them into harm's way in another endless war with Iran.
Do you have any observations about the proceedings on the Hill regarding the impeachment, Congressman?
I think that we are kind of in a situation where I'm hopeful that there's going to be a fair trial in the Senate, and I'm hopeful that there's rules devised per agreement by both sides. I don't know what's going to happen. We're waiting for Mitch McConnell to act,
right?
And we'll see. Very soon.
Well, one last thing about that. Mitch McConnell said, we'll play by the same rules the Democrats concocted when Bill Clinton was impeached. We'll figure out what the procedures are and who the witnesses will be once the trial starts. Is that a tit for tat there? Is that fair?
Well, Chuck Schumer last night issued a statement basically criticizing Mitch McConnell's description of what he proposed as being the same rules used in the Clinton trial. And I think that right now we're just waiting for what's called their rules resolution, so to speak, to actually see on paper what they're proposing. So let's see what they have to propose. I'm not going to prejudge. I want to see what he has to say.
Nice to talk to you, Congressman. Do stay in touch, and if any other news breaks, we'll reach out to you for some analysis. I appreciate your time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, John. Have a great day.
Rajah Krishnamurthy is from Schaumburg. He's a Democrat from the 8th Congressional District.